This podcast is a part of the Carbon Almanac Network of Podcasts.
Hi, I'm Christina. I'm from Prague.
Hi, I'm Jen, and I'm from Canada.
Hi, I'm Olabanji, and I'm from Nigeria.
Hello, I'm Liki, and I live in Paris.
Hi, I'm Brian, and I'm from New York.
Welcome to Carbon Sessions, a podcast with carbon conversations for every day with everyone from everywhere in the world. In our conversations, we share ideas, perspectives, questions, and things we can actually do to make a difference. So don't be shy and join our Carbon Sessions because it's not too late.
Hi, I'm Liki.
Hi, I'm Christina.
Hi, I'm Jen.
I think that this episode will be aired on Good Friday, which is a week from now. And Good Friday is the Friday just before Easter. It's Good Friday part of the Easter holiday? I mean, it's part of Easter celebration. And one thing about Easter celebration, I think, is that a lot of people around the world eat a lot of chocolate. Right. This is very common in France. I know it's very common in the UK. I don't know if it is common in your parts of the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. So the whole world eats a lot of chocolate for Easter. I just wonder where is this tradition coming from? Why do we eat chocolate eggs for Easter? Do you have any idea?
So Lent is the 40 days, traditionally the 40 days before Easter, not counting Sundays. And in the Christian tradition, it is and was a time of what they call repentance, which doesn't mean what we think it means now. It means a turning back toward your source or your holy or your God or your creator, whatever language you want to use. So it's a turning back to what's important in life kind of thing. And what people used to do to symbolize that is they used to, and some people still do, they used to not have things that were sweet or sugary or fat. So you've heard of Fat Tuesday or Mardi Gras or before Ash Wednesday, which is the next day, which is also a celebration, the Tuesday, everyone ate pancakes. We call it Pancake Day in some places because they were using up the fat and the sugar and the sweet and getting it out of the house. And then the idea was that you didn't have any of that for the 40 days, except on Sundays. And then Easter Sunday was a treat and a celebration of new life, and eggs symbolize new life, right? And chocolate and sweets and feasting, because you couldn't do that all of the time before. So that's kind of where it started, as far as the chocolate. And then, of course, it got commercialized.
Ooh.
So instead of just having pancakes and things, it became tradition to have chocolate.
Oh, okay. Because I had another version of the story, which is not related to chocolate itself, but to the eggs. And because, you know, all the fasting during Lent, but hen keep laying eggs. And because of fasting, eggs cannot be eaten. So what people used to do is to boil them. And so they end up at the end of the fasting period with lots of eggs. And so they need to make the eggs attractive. So they started painting it. And so the tradition started with raw eggs that have been accumulated during Lent period. So that's my take on this thing.
Yep. And that could be as well. I mean, this is all over the world. So where the egg itself began, the decorating of it. And I think that predates, in some parts of the world, that completely predates the Christian story, right?
Yeah.
As do many of the symbols. Many, many of the symbols were borrowed, co-opted, taken, reimagined, and used.
So what about your take on the story, Christina?
Yeah, I love the pagan traditions. And I found out that the oldest painted egg they discovered is 2,300 years old. Isn't it amazing? So it's not only some people look at it that Egyptians and Romans had a tradition of painting eggs because it was a symbol of fertility. But also I found out Persians did that too. And I'm really excited about going back to nature and thinking about it that way in old Slavic and Celtic times, that eggs had meaning of fertility. And so the spring and coming to growing everything. And yes, chickens are starting to lay a lot of eggs. Oh, by the way, eggs last, without refrigeration, up really long time. I know we have chickens, so we try to keep them out, and it's over 2 months. Isn't it amazing?
I didn't know that.
They really, when they're not washed, when they're kept in the same, not removing all the poop and yucky, dirty things from the eggs, but they must have some kind of cover on the shell that is protecting the inside, and they can last really long time. So yeah, so I'm really excited. And another symbols, because so not only they color the eggs different colors, like for example, the red is color for protection and also symbolizes love, but also, and I think Persians did black eggs, and also they draw symbols on it. And especially in Czech Republic, they decorate eggs many colors and with wax and different colors. And in original, all the symbols were very specific. And the cross is also pre-Christian. It symbolized the horizontal line, symbolized people, and the vertical line symbolized nature, the things unseen, spiritual part, and crossing them together meant bringing those two pieces together and connecting everything. So I thought that was really sweet. I like that. So yeah,
I like that.
That's
until the Romans took it over. Turned it into a torture instrument. But yes, I like the definition much better. much better.
Yeah, so these symbols showed up in old digs and different. And I was really surprised when I found out the oldest painted eggs is 2,300 years old. But they say
that's amazing. And some of them are art. They're just art, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they're beautiful. And I think I heard they're guessing that the oldest traditional dates even 5,000 years ago. So I'm not sure if they found specific eggs, but they definitely found some drawings or something. So the guess is, it's not official. But so I love that. We're regenerating.
We're learning so much. We're learning so much from you, and we're learning so much every day. Because all we do today is to eat chocolate eggs, because it's been widely commercialized now all across the world. But recently, I've read that the price of cocoa has increased. Therefore, the price of chocolate will increase. And all that, it's because of El Nino. Yeah.
What's going on?
Chocolate is made of cocoa, and cocoa beans grow in West Africa, because El Nino created a change of weather pattern. There's less rain in Western Africa, and therefore the there's less cocoa produced, basically. This is the reason behind why chocolate's price will increase.
I wonder with eggs, chocolate eggs, that the moment people did not have chickens anymore at home and moved into the cities, there were less eggs. So they wanted the symbol, but they were not enough eggs. So I wonder, that's why they replaced the regular eggs with chocolate eggs. I'm curious how it shifted from regular eggs to chocolate eggs.
And I think it's commercial, as you know, the commercialism. I mean, it's kind of like how, you know, Christmas and has just blown up into something much, much bigger than it used to be. It used to be amazing to have an orange because you couldn't get oranges at that time of year. And that used to be a treat, or a stick of candy was a treat, and people couldn't get those things regularly. They couldn't afford them. They weren't available, etc. And, you know, the commercialization of holidays continues to happen. And Easter is, you know, unfortunately the same, right? It's about gifts and new outfits and chocolate. And I mean, there's fun. There's wonderful activities. People have a lot of fun hunting for eggs. And I don't know where that tradition came from, but it's lots of fun. But yeah, the chocolate. And often the chocolate that's sold isn't even good chocolate, is it? It's chocolate that's full of other things, wax and other things that shouldn't be in chocolate.
Yeah.
Leaky, you're the connoisseur. What kind of chocolate eggs do you like?
No, I eat chocolate bars. I don't eat chocolate. I mean, except where it's come from chocolatier, but I don't buy supermarket chocolates.
Yeah, it is. I think it's really interesting how to taste the other chocolates, and then it's hard to go back to the cheap chocolate. So I hope everybody will try at least tiny, tiny, little tiny egg, chocolate egg or chocolate bunny from the little store on your corner, some chocolatier who makes it themselves, and see the difference and support the local instead of the big industry.
And fair trade as well, because there's so much horror that goes on with chocolate production. So if it can be fair trade chocolate that, like you say, is made in small amounts, when it's really good chocolate, we only need a little bit, right?
Yeah. That's the thing about when you said, Jen, about the we need just a little bit. It is so satisfying, just one bite of really good chocolate, compared when there is some chocolate bar with cheap chocolate. It's like, oh, I want at least three more.
Well, another thing about it is that if you're purchasing something from a local chocolate maker, you are saving the carbon footprint, right? Because you're buying it from someone nearby who's making it. It's not being shipped or trucked from who knows where. And you have less of a footprint if you're purchasing from someone who's actually making it right where you are, I think. I'm going to get my grandson and whichever kid is here, some little tiny chocolate bunnies. They're about this big. They're really tiny, but they're really good, fair trade, vegan, pure, delicious.
Nice.
And more expensive, but rather than getting them a whole bunch of stuff, I'm just going to get them a little tiny chocolate bunny.
That's nice.
It's a thought that counts.
Yeah, and you know, don't give your kids too much sweets and treats. It's not healthy anyway.
I'll give him a carrot too. How's that? He likes carrots. It's good.
Yeah, I think it's beautiful to enjoy the spring weather and all the flowers are coming up and trees are blooming, and maybe go back to the pagans' times to look at the symbols and draw the eggs. And
no, instead of chocolate, we could go back to my explanation of why we eat egg for Easter, is to go back to the eggs and to boil them and to decorate them. Could be decorated by painting them, but boil them first. By painting them, or color them with natural dyes, and you can do beautiful things with natural dyes, with like onion pills, with beetroot pill, with lots of pills. So this is what I wanted to say.
We used to do that and then put them in an egg carton in the fridge, and then when we went to school we would have colorful eggs.
Yes.
In our lunches.
And so you can hide them in the garden and then enjoy spring instead of buying chocolate.
Yeah.
Well, also, raw eggs. You can take the egg, the raw egg, and make little hole in the top and the bottom and blow the egg outside of the shell. And then you can decorate it and hang it somewhere and have it forever.
It's easier said than done, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hard work.
It is hard work blowing an egg.
And they're very delicate, but it's fun.
But it's fun.
Beautiful. Well, have a wonderful weekend, no matter what you celebrate.
Whether you're eating chocolate or eggs or carrots, enjoy your weekend.
Enjoy the Easter holidays.
You've been listening to Carbon Sessions, a podcast with carbon conversations for every day with everyone from everywhere in the world. We'd love you to join the Carbon Sessions so you too can share your perspectives from wherever you are. This is a great way for our community to learn from your ideas and experiences, connect, and take action. If you want to add your voice to the conversation, go to thecarbonalmanac.org/podcasts and sign up to be part of a future episode. This podcast is also part of the Carbon Almanac Network. For more information, to sign up for the emails, to join the movement, and to order your copy of the Carbon Almanac, go to thecarbonalmanac.org. Be sure to subscribe and join us here again, as together we can change the world.